All right.
Well, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah. How's everybody feeling this morning? Let's get the temperature of the not the air outside, but what's your energy level and your contentment level? Let's just do a quick check-in and see how that's going. And let's just go from, oh gosh, alphabetical just always puts people in a bad spot. length of hair. Oh, but that's not fair to Ramon. Longest hair first. How's that? What's your, hi Ramon, but I'm just looking around the screen and I'm noticing everybody's signing on really late. So what's your energy level like? What's your contentment level like? So Miss Sawyer, I have a feeling it's you.
Maybe Kelsey, but my energy level is actually a little elated. I mean, I can't go out and do chores. It's not like that elated, but I'm happier. I'm more content. So yeah, I'm more at peace, I think, finding
Okay.
myself. Yeah.
Okay. Kelsey, were you're muted. I
Oh,
can't hear you.
no, she's good. Am
Oh,
I?
she is good. No, you're good. You're good.
Okay,
That was me.
link closer. It's funny because I was expecting to be like more tired and less content, but in this moment, I feel just at ease. I'm not super tired, and when we're here, everything feels great. So that's where I'm at.
Okay.
I'm guessing that's me. I never can tell who's got really long hair or not. So I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm at ease as well. I always look forward to, I mean, I hate, waking up is hard. We had a house full of teenagers like all weekend long. It's just been constant. House full of teenagers. So I'm just feeling a little bit of like, there's a little bit of uncertainty lingering because, teenagers come with a lot of bigger stuff. So, but, I'm just happy to be here. So I'm good.
I think I'm next with hair. So I'm sort of I don't have a reason to be tired, but I feel tired, and then I'm not quite as content just because my son's downstairs. He'll be leaving soon, but I can hear all the rustling of everything. And then my daughter has spent the night at one of her new friend's house. And prior to this, we've known all of our friends like since they were in daycare together. So like we've known the family so well, and this family I don't know at all. And she's like, "Bye, Mom." Look, they sent her text. She didn't respond. So
And she's how old?
12.
I was gonna say 12. So yeah. Boy,
Mm-hmm.
this is how it goes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, welcome to that independent land is starting, really.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You had no easing into it because of COVID. You didn't have that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. We know she's okay, or you'd have heard from her,
Yes.
right? Right.
Yes. Although the parents don't have my number and I don't have theirs, so would I?
Oh.
I'm sure it's fine though.
Okay.
Okay, well, I think Lisa wins, but she's just getting settled and she has no idea what she wins. So I'm going to take her turn. I am not feeling very tired today, which is amazing. And my contentment is an interesting question. I'm a little unsettled right now because my husband is normally nobody's in here with me at this time of the morning. And, he's getting ready to leave to go back to California for another, to go back to the fire that he was on several weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So he's bustling around and getting his stuff going. And I said, I don't know the timing of today, but I may have to pick up and move us all to another room because it may just be too much distraction. But, and then when he actually is leaving, he's going to interrupt and give me a kiss goodbye. So I'll turn off my screen for that. But so yeah, so it's just, and he probably only be gone a week. So I'm kind of in that mindset of, I have to get in the mindset he'll be gone for 2 weeks because that's the ultimate time that he could be gone. And then if he gets to come back in a week, I'll be pleasantly surprised. So.
Okay. Ramon, why don't you go ahead and go next? And Lisa, what we're doing is we're just kind of touching base to see what people's energy level is like. And we're going from longest hair to shortest hair and your level of contentment. But we're going to let Agnieszka and Ramon go before you since you just got on. How's that? Okay.
Hello, everyone. I guess my hair is longer, Ramon.
I grew it out a little bit. I don't know.
I'm growing mine out too, so. I'll just go. Is it okay?
Yeah.
I'm okay. I think I was, I'm supposed to lead meditation today. And, it was an interesting process because I chose surrender to mystery. And this was like, oh yes, mystery. It's going to take care of me. Everything will be fine. And then I kind of myself suggested, and Karen was happy to hear that I'll do it is what it is. And I'm like, what have I done? Like there is no hope. There is all this resistance to it. So it was an interesting week of trying to, I don't know, embrace the idea. So, and I was not nervous until last night when I was waking up in the middle of the night, like, oh, so I'm a little nervous, but I'm fine. I'm fine, but just nervous because of this thing, but I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks, Agnieszka.
Yeah, I'm actually okay. I actually slept. We have one of my daughter's friends staying over with us, so it's a little noisy outside. But she's having a great time, so I'm happy about that. My wife and I got up several times last night because someone told her about Freddie and, you know, and the Friday the 13th and all that. So, she was waking up because of that several times during the night. So
she's five.
No, it's a friend of ours that has, it's a long story, but he has a daughter the same age and he just doesn't understand this. Their minds aren't ready for certain things. So he just kind of, so anyway, so she woke up several times. Yeah. But other than that, I feel okay. Yeah. I woke up. I had to get up with them because they were making noise. And we're living in an apartment now, so the folks downstairs are not, you know, we don't want to make too much noise. So yeah, but I feel good. I had a good week and, yeah, looking forward to today.
Nice. That's all right. Lisa.
Good morning. I am really, really tired, very little sleep and, level of contentment? Was that part of it?
Mm-hmm.
It would be low. It would be not a lot of contentment happening this weekend. But, yeah. So, I don't want to say it is what it is, but that's where I'm at. So,
okay. All right. Well, over the course of the morning, we'll see what unfolds. I want you all to know, really, really, really want you to know that all I care about is that you try. Even though we know there is no try, only do. just the fact that you attempt to lead a meditation of this kind of complexity, right? Not just three-part breath, inhale, relax your body, exhale. This is a different type of leading. And it's not even just leading somebody in a breathing meditation, right? Where you could, if you wanted to, just tell them to pay attention to their breath for 5 minutes. And then in 5 minutes, you ring the bell. I mean, that's a valid meditation, right? All you have to do is get them started. Tell them, bring your mind back kindly and gently, and boom, there's a meditation. So these are a little more complicated. And I am not expecting, none of us are expecting you to, you know, home run it. That's not the intention here. That's not what we're looking for. All we're looking for is giving you an opportunity to practice giving a more complicated meditation. Really is all it is. Okay. So you can't fuck it up. Even if in the middle of it, you sit there and you go, oh God, I can't remember what I'm supposed to say next. I'm so nervous. Okay, wait, let me get my notes, guys. I know I'm not supposed to be using my notes, but I'm going to get my notes. And you go, oh, okay. Yeah. Bring your attention to the heart center. Even if you do that, I don't care. In fact, you know, I'll love it because it's what? Authentic, right? Authentic. So my thought is, why don't we just get going so it's out of the way? How's that sound? I'll take us through just a short little meditation. But so who is going today? We've got Agnieszka, you're number one, right? With It Is What It Is. And then number two is Brenda with Release Your Agenda. Brenda's got the list. She's double checking me. And then Laura's number three with Find Your Symbol. And Steve was number four with Surrender to Mystery, but he's on Martha's Vineyard with his mom. So is it Ramon going to do Holding Center? Okay. All right. And so, and then, is that sound right to everybody?
I thought I had It Is What It Is.
You're next week, April.
You're next week.
Oh my God.
Okay. We are so ready, April.
That's hilarious. Okay. Great.
However, if you'd really rather just go this week, later on this morning, we'll happy to bring you in. Okay.
That's funny. Right.
So let's take a moment and let's.
Karen, can I ask a question?
Of course.
So are we just going like boom, 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 one right after the other? Or are we taking something?
No, I think we should take time. That's too long to sit in meditation. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, that's too long to sit in meditation. So not put that in your head right now that we don't ever want to sit for, you know, 40 minutes straight. I've done it to you, so I shouldn't say that. But, you know, these are little chunks. And I think what we'll do what we might want to do ahead of time is just give you a moment to kind of just like tell us what you like about the meditation before you lead us in it. Because oftentimes you do. You give a little build up to the meditation. Okay, here we're working on, you know, relieving suffering. We're working on having some compassion for ourselves. So we're going to be working on this meditation today. You know, just tell us a little bit about why. And then afterwards, you get to just be quiet and give us a few minutes to just be with it. And then we will give you some feedback. We'll give you kind feedback. I'll give you, yes, you did it feedback, you know? And then we'll just take a little break before we move on to the next one that way. Does that sound good?
Okay. I was just trying to decide if I should move now or later. So I'll just stay put for a little bit.
Yeah. Cause you're number two. So yeah. And for whatever it is, we don't hear what's going on in the room. You hear it, but we don't.
That's good.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's get present. Let's find our seats for whatever that means. And I said, good thing you can't hear what's going on at my house because they're downstairs playing Where the Wild Things Are. My son-in-law, who's 6'5" and, you know, 200 plus pounds, and my granddaughter and grandson. And so it's very rawry down there right now. So let's just all take a moment to listen to the music of the soundtrack that's surrounding us, whatever it is. Mine is Rars. Laura's is rustling downstairs as Pollux is getting ready. Brenda's is John rustling around. Ramon has 2 5-year-olds in his house. That's Karen's version of heaven. April works real hard. She can maybe hear the teenager snoring next door. Anishka and Kelsey, maybe it's cats. Lisa, maybe it's dogs. What are the sounds surrounding you right now? And is it even remotely possible to find some comfort in just being present for the sounds? We're not running away. We're not avoiding. We're not resisting. Just enjoying. And now let's do the fun part. I just find this so fun. As you're listening to the sounds around you, see if you can turn them into just vibration. It's not your pet. It's not your kid. It's not your neighbors. It's not the wind. It's not the rain. It's just a vibration. And just notice, what do you do to help you find it as a vibration rather than a context or a story? I know sometimes I just try to imagine waves and I see the waves getting, you know, the stronger, weaker. What do you do to help you let go of the story and the narrative and be present for pure sound vibration? Now let's all just gently take a nice deep 3-part inhale. Exhale, softening the body from your crown to your toes. Bringing your attention into the heart center. First, just noticing the sensation as it is right now. And then bringing in the thought of a heart smile. Now, at this point, you might be able to just bring a smile to your heart without even thinking of somebody. And, you know, that's kind of where we're going, right? Is eventually to learn how to bring that. We know the feeling and we can just bring it back. But right now, if you can find it without thinking of someone, great. If you want to think of someone, do so. But keep thinking about it, holding the feeling to that smile, that feeling, whatever you want to describe it as, gently, gently flows up into your face. And your face is reflecting that smile you're feeling in your heart center. Now that's a superpower. That is a superpower. Well done. And now let's let go of the thought of a person or a place, anything like that. And just take whatever opening you found in that heart from that exercise. And let's think of something or someone that has aroused some compassion or can arouse a feeling of compassion in our heart. What does that feel like? There's a little difference. And we're not going to explore the difference, but just see if you can attune to the feeling of compassion. And now with the heart soft, a little more open, holding whatever sensation you have there in your heart center, notice now what happens when the breath, as it flows in, that moment when it greets the heart. My teacher Sally would say, where it caresses the heart. See if you can find that flash, that moment. And from this place now, this sensation in your heart center, expand your awareness out as far as you can into that great, great vastness, the great reality, the great all and all, the great goodness. And see if you can feel connected, not just connected, but literally suspended within the matrix of it all. And then holding that awareness, become aware of your Ishta right there with you, right there with you, in front of you, loving you most. Out of all the little sparks and sparkles of light and beings and consciousness within this vast matrix, your Ishta loves you most. Cares for you most, is with you, supporting you, helping you always. And then with these feelings of being so connected, so supported, so loved, we just say, may all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all beings never be separated from the joy that lies beyond suffering. And may all beings abide in equanimity, free from the attachment, anger and dullness that hold some close and others distant. And then just hold your thought for yourself, your intention for today's class. Whatever that is for you, see if you can just find that and hold that with a sense of knowing and trusting. That what we hold in our hearts, what we hold in our hearts as a feeling is the magnet that draws us to what we're seeking. And it will always, always, always. Always, always, always be found. And with this, let's be grateful. Just so grateful. So if your mind has wandered, come back now. Come back to gratitude, that sense of gratitude in your heart center, in your being. And let's each of us, all of us, just say thank you three times as sincerely as we can. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then whenever you're ready, just gently inhale. Soften as you exhale. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And here we are. Here we are. So that's kind of a little version of what we're doing in the group meditations, right? And just so you know, what we're doing there is our invocation, right? It is the O Great Spirit, saints and sages of all places, religions, times, to my own precious Ishta Devata. But what we're doing is I'm trying to set a new patterning in the group meditations to help people just feel what that invocation is about, right? So if that invocation is working for you, please continue to use it in your meditations. But because of the topic that we're coming into over this fall, where we're going to be doing more work, we're working with self-compassion and Donglen, which is, I think, just a lovely place to, you know, what we're doing in the training informs what goes on in group meditation, because that's part of your training, right? Those hours are a part of your training. We're just kind of broadening the scope. I mean, in the 12 years I've been teaching, I've always used that other invocation, but we're shifting it for this last bit of yours, because we're trying to really just work with this idea of compassion and the four boundless states, which we'll talk more about later. But so I just want you to know why I'm doing that other invocation. And it doesn't in any way mean you don't need to, you know, we've stopped using the other ones just for right now. It's an obstacle for some people because of the language, right? And so in my mind, it's just the methodology to help people get a little more into the sense. Let's just get big. Let's just feel intimate. And if we can find that, then we can find the rest. So anyway. Any comments, any questions before we move into our meditation? I'd like to just kind of wiggle us a little bit. Comments, questions.
Is that invocation somewhere that, I'm sure it is. Do you know which one, do you know what it's called?
It's a version of one that is done. It's the wording can change. there's lots of little different versions right now. I'm not even sure which one I just said. I know which one I wrote down, and that's what I bring into my head. May all beings abide in equanimity, free from the attachment and resistance that holds them close and others distance. There's no, the anger and dullness are different words. May all beings never be separated from the joy that lies beyond suffering. I mean, there's little refinements, but this is a four line prayer, and it's the four noble truths. No, it's not the four noble truths to me. It's the four boundless states. Okay. We're invoking the four boundless states, which are, equanimity, which is usually considered the fourth one. So the last line, may all beings abide in equanimity, free from the attachment, anger, and dullness that holds some close and others distant. That's equanimity, right? And then when we say, may all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness, that's love. May all beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering, that's compassion. And may all beings never be separated from the joy that lies beyond suffering, that's sympathetic joy. So those are your four boundless states. These are the four things that we all have as beings, complex beings living on this earth. They are already in us in infinite proportion. You can, it's there. Our, well, everything we do in meditation is allowing those to radiate for us to tap into them. Which is why now, you know, when you can go into your heart smile, it's like you might find you don't even need to think of someone. You can go, oh, and there it is. And as you pay attention to it, it can grow. It's, and so that this invocation is that four boundless states. Great question. Okay.
And I know you had it printed at one of our retreats. So it's,
it wasn't on the one we had at the retreat this year.
Not this year, but it was like, I'm trying to remember, of course, which retreat, but it was on one of our little cards.
It was.
That you handed out. So you have it in a very easily distributable form. I'm just not sure where.
I do. I've got it somewhere in here.
Could Darcy
post? I'll find it and have Darcy post it for you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. My problem is that I have my own name for it, which is not the, I just call it my happiness blessing, but that's not what it is. In fact, the happiness blessing that we have as the music, that's a combination of that, the four boundless states, and a couple other invocations kind of put into to that. So post the version we're using, for what it's worth, is the one that, it's a combination of the one from Don Mountain that my teacher Anne translated, her translation of it. And it, the original source is Shanti Deva, who is a well-known, well-respected sage. And I'm trying to remember, and it's partly, it includes, part of it includes from my teacher Sally. So we've got the Buddhist and the Vedic coming together in the version that we're doing. So I'll find it.
It's called the Sally's Blessing for All Beings at the Retreat is what you called it.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is it right here.
Okay. There. And it's perfect.
Yep. There you go.
Thank you, Ramon.
Sure.
All right. So I'll have Darcy post that on the website. And you guys can print it out on white paper. So yeah, it's better. Okay. So yeah. Anything else? Any other questions?
I have one. Just, it's not related to this, but I think I'm going to forget it if I don't ask it now. So when we're doing our, when we're leading our meditations, are we practicing leading as though it's in a beginning meditation class, or are we literally, I mean, my thought is that I'm would be leading this class.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Cause if you're leading a beginning class.
Yeah.
It's a whole different thing.
Right.
Because they don't know anything.
Right.
So these meditations, even if you did them in a beginning class, if you try and break down three-part breath, if you try and break down all these things, the meditation gets longer and longer and longer and longer and longer. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, so I would lead it just the way you do it. Mm-hmm. Lead it as if you would do it for yourself. We all know all the pieces and components of them, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't have to teach us anything. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I would do it the way you do it for you. This is the way, like, our Tuesday night group is what I call more of an advanced group, right? There's almost everybody there knows everything already. There's not a lot of explanation needs to be given. moms, we tend to have to give explanation because we've always got new moms coming in, right? Thursday morning group, I've got new people coming in. And so sometimes I need to do more explanation. So that's a great question. And it's something for you to be aware of when you move out into teaching, you know, is that you're always aware of who you're teaching to. Always aware. Because if they don't know what you mean, their mind is going to stop and the meditation is going to stop. And all they're going to think about is, what is sipping breath? I don't know what sipping breath. And they're going to start looking around and immediately feel like they don't know what they're doing, right? So teaching that kind of thing, that's not what we're trying to do today. Today, we're just really just trying to help you lead a more involved meditation with your peers. Did that answer it? Yeah, that's a really good point. Anything else? Should we let Agnieszka open us up then so she can feel she'll nerves will be done? Agnieszka, do you feel like going?
Sure. Yeah. All right. I mean, yeah. I know I'll have to do it at some point. So
truly, let's just all of us know we're all in the same boat, you know? So and everybody else keep in mind, okay. Some of you have been teachers before. If you teach anything else, if you're a teacher, you're kind of used to some of this. If you're not a teacher, it's not going to flow as easily. And so we're not expecting that. Brenda.
And April and I did get together and practice, which was really super helpful. And one of the things that we both came up with is because you said about giving feedback, it was hard to be in it and just experience it without thinking about what am I going to tell her afterward? Like, what kind of feedback am I going to give? Because it'd pull you out of the thing. So what I found really helpful was to just be in the meditation as she led it. And when I went to go give feedback, I went more on feelings, more sensations. So that if something felt off or felt great, that's what I kind of was going with. Instead of being like in my head feedback, does that make any kind of sense at all? And so.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So that maybe that will, while we're all experiencing as we each leave, it would be easy to get distracted by thinking about what to tell them, you know.
That's such a good point, Brenda. Okay. So. For those of us doing the meditation, for those of you who don't have much memory cells, short-term memory, you know, it's going to be really easy because you're not going to remember anyways, right? So you just go ahead and do the meditation. Those of you who maybe have still a little more memory, this isn't about the details. This is about how do you feel at the end? How do you feel at the end? Do you feel calmer? Did it have the effect? All the little details of how to teach, how to speak it, how to do those things, those fall into place over time, but they're not going to fall into place authentically unless you can be in the meditation and present with the meditation as you teach it. Because this type of meditation we're learning to do is we're sharing the feeling, right? You can have all the exact wording right, the exact pacing right, and it's all out of it's just word, and you're not going to give the same feeling state as if you were experiencing it and muddling through. Okay? Does that make sense? So when we listen, when we participate, bring yourself into it. Like, you know, if somebody says to you know, take a three-part breath and soften as you exhale, you know how to do that. They don't need to guide you through every step. And well, I'm trying to think of all the different meditations. I don't know that I can come with one for all of them. But in other words, let's just do the meditation. Let's be in the meditation. And afterwards, you'll remember what's important to remember afterwards. If this was the kind of thing where it was like, let's pay attention to the wording, let's pay attention to that, then we'd be doing the meditation and we'd be taking notes. Right? What was, you know, what I notice is my yoga teachers, like Lisa and Agnieszka and Gina, they use a little bit different language in places because it's been so trained into them as yoga teachers. So with them, that's the kind of thing I might notice and say, okay, just be aware that as a yoga teacher, that's the way to phrase it. But as a meditator, we would phrase it like this. But I haven't given that note yet because it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Are you following me? And so that's like a different, that's a different kind of thing altogether. Is that enough said? Do I need more? Okay. Does that help? We just get to spend the next hour and some just doing meditations with each other. Agnieszka goes, no. Well, then good thing you're going first, Agnieszka. Let's let you go first. And I'm going to mute myself. And so we'll just have you on the, so go ahead and unmute Agnieszka and we'll turn it over to you. Or April, did you have someone last thing? Okay.
Okay, good morning, everybody. So we'll go right into the meditation. So begin by closing your eyes. And then bring your awareness to your body, especially the contact of your body with the support underneath you. So if you're sitting on the cushion, feel your sit bones releasing their weight into that cushion, your legs, whatever part of your legs is touching the ground, just feel that plane of contact, allowing your legs to become heavy. If you're sitting in a chair, feel the sit bones. Feel your feet in contact with the floor. And allow that support underneath you to receive your body. Allowing for that firm foundation to hold you up. Gently elongating your spine. So creating this position of your body that there's attention, there's a sense of alertness, but there's no tension. So finding your seat, finding that feeling where you could say, I've arrived. And then bringing your awareness to the breath. Just noticing the flow of breath. And let your jaw relax, let your throat open and soften. Let your eyes sink back as the eyes are not seeking any external impulses, just turning your awareness inward, feeling the breath. And then with your next inhalation, find a three-part breath, opening the belly, the ribcage, the chest. And as you exhale through the open mouth, release the head, the neck, the shoulders, the arms. And again, three part breaths, inhaling, pause at the top of the inhalation. And as you exhale through the open mouth, release the head, the shoulders, the trunk, the hips, the legs, the feet. And do it one more time. And this time, as you exhale through the open mouth, release the whole body from head to toe. Just soften, relax. And return to a passive self-breath. Feeling that breath breathing you. And then notice the air flowing through your nostrils. A sense of coolness in the nostrils as you inhale. And the feeling of warmth as you exhale. Just stay with that sensation in your nostrils for the next few breaths. And then let that go. Allowing your awareness to notice the sounds around you. Without labeling the sounds, just noticing all kinds of sounds entering your ears. And then again, bring your awareness to your sit bones, your seat, feeling firmly grounded. Becoming more and more present with your breath. Becoming more present with the present moment. With what is now. And then notice as you inhale into the belly, the ribcage, the chest, there's a sense of breath gently creating pressure into the inner walls of your body. So feel that pressure as you inhale. And then notice as you exhale that pressure releases, that sense of tension between the air pressing into the body releases. So just feel that, the gentle pressure of the breath as you inhale into the inner walls of your body, and as you exhale, feel that sense of deep, deep release. And then let go, returning to just soft, passive breath, breathing you, being present with what is. So the intention of this meditation is for us to be able to be present with what is. The intention is to hopefully have an experience that we can lay down, even momentarily, our resistance to what is, and find a sense of great comfort in it. Comfort, the ease, and just let go. Just for that moment, let go. So that's the intention, to have that experience, have that direct experience, so we have access to that feeling forever, if we choose to do so. So we'll use the practice with the physical body to find that feeling, to have that experience that we can release the resistance, that we can feel that and find within us that place of acceptance, of surrendering to what is. So gently, bringing your awareness back to your body and noticing if there is any place of tightness, of tension. And if you found that place, begin to draw your inhalations into that area of the body and feel how your breath moving there brings a feeling of openness, a feeling of space, of softness. And then allow the body to exhale. And again, with the inhalation, create that feeling of openness, spaciousness, softness. And continue for a few more breaths, opening the area that feels tight. And then as you exhale, begin to notice the feeling of release, releasing deeper into that feeling of softness, releasing that tension, that tightness. So inhaling, let the breath flow into that tightness, that feeling of resistance, and maybe even inviting there a feeling of warmth, feeling that openness, feeling that spaciousness. And then exhaling, release the tightness, release the resistance. So feel those sensations in the body. Feel the breath, inhaling, opening, softening. And as you exhale, release, let go. And as this feeling of releasing, as you can feel that release in your body, it's a visceral sensation. Can we allow that feeling of release, allow us to move towards the feeling of acceptance? The feeling of surrendering. Keeping the inhalations, inviting a sense of space, openness. And then almost keeping that feeling of openness, release into acceptance. And then see if we can take it to the level of our mind, and as maybe bring into your awareness a situation, a person, an idea, a belief, anything at all that you're resisting. And can we practice that breathing into that situation, breathing into that resistance, and just entertaining the idea, can I open to that? Can with my breath, can we create a space there? Can we open and then let go of that resistance? Can we let go of our judgments, our agenda? So inhaling, creating that sense of spaciousness, openness. And maybe even exhale through the open mouth the next few times. Letting go, releasing into the acceptance, letting go of the judgments, of our resistance, our ideas, how life should be, how other people should be, how I should be. Can I let go of that? Releasing and fully accepting the way life is, the way people are, the way I am. And almost surrendering and finding a sense of deep release and ability to rest. Thanks. Just are as they are. Life is as it is. I can let go of that struggle, of that resistance, and just accept, surrender. So explore that for the next few breaths. Also notice as you bring up those situations, people, ideas into the surface of the mind. Are there any physical reactions in your body? Is there tightness showing up somewhere? Use your body and inhale into that place of tightness again. Exhale into softness, into release, into acceptance. Inhaling, feeling that openness, spaciousness, softness. Exhaling, releasing into the acceptance of life as it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. And then gently release the technique. And rest. Rest in that sense of calm and ease. rest in that feeling of complete acceptance of this present moment. It is what it is. So as we find that place of deep calm and ease within our body, within our mind, we can open with greater courage to this idea of it is what it is, accepting what is. Accepting life as it is. Letting go of that resistance, the judgment. Our gripping to the agenda. And in that acceptance of what is, allowing our minds, our hearts to open up, to soften. So bring your awareness to your heart and maybe even once again, use the breath. And as you bring the breath into the area surrounding your heart, allow your heart to soften as you exhale. Inhaling, evoking that feeling of compassion. Compassion for the situations, for other people, for yourself. And exhaling, being able to accept, to be at ease, to be at peace with what is. It is what it is. And from that place of our hearts being open, radiating that feeling of compassion for ourselves, for all life, for all sentient beings. Let's close our meditation with the loving kindness blessing. So gently rest your hands, your right hand at your heart center. Feel that sense of spaciousness, softness, even warmth around your heart. And softly say, may I be at ease. May I feel safe and protected. May I be happy. May I feel loving kindness. May I have loving kindness. May I be held in loving kindness. That I may be at peace with life as it is. And then gently bringing your palms together at the front of the chest. And as you do this gesture, feel that sense of equanimity within you. That sense of peace. And let's send that feeling of peace, of equanimity to ourselves, each other, and all sentient beings. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Namaste. When ready, gently open your eyes. Feel free to move, stretch your body as needed. Returning to the environment around you.
Well, how do you feel right now, Agnieszka?
I feel really good.
Yeah.
I feel very peaceful.
Yeah. So do I. I'm just going to say that was really lovely. That was really just quite wonderful. It was really fun for me to do it, just do it along with you. And it was my mind would go, wow, did I do that? What if she made that up or did I do that? That's pretty cool. You know, so, and because I was really enjoying it. And I know that for me, just following along with you, every once in a while, I pick up my eyes and you were into it. You were doing it and you were sharing your experience with us. And being very present to it is what I could see, which was really very effective. And I know even for me, I'm bumping up against something that's really quite terrifying to do. And in the business world, it's some of you know I have that product called Candle Time. And I just heard back from some people who are going to help us with it, and the reality of what it means to take a product into production and promote it. I suddenly went, oh fuck, this is what I do. But your meditation allowed me to, I followed your instructions. I could feel my resistance just melting. You did such a good job of joining them, right? As my resistance melted, all the fear. I hadn't even known I was afraid until this meditation. And I was like, oh, it is terrifying. Okay, well, it is what it is. And by the end, I felt really, really good. I felt so great. So you just carried me and you took me, your teacher, through a process. It was really quite sweet. And then I just want to ask that the ending when you said, may I be held in loving kindness, that I may be at peace and accept it is what it is or whatever. Did you come up with that? Is that you?
Oh, that's you.
That was on the thing? That was really good. Okay. I like that.
I thought it really ties it all together. So yeah, that's yours.
Well, So what I would love as you give Agnieszka feedback is, and if it didn't work for you, don't worry, be honest about that, right? I mean, if it didn't work for you, that's not about Agnieszka's only, right? It was so lovely to just, I thought it might be nice for her to hear. What did you experience as she led you through? What did she experience? I mean, did it take you? I mean, you took me to a place where I discovered something I didn't know I was experiencing, and I was able to soften around it and come out on the other side going, okay, I'm going to do this. It's going to be what it is, you know? So that's kind of my feedback. Would anybody else like to share something? Kelsey, go ahead.
I thought that was so beautiful and wonderful, and as I was sitting in it, I was like, wow, I didn't realize I needed this so much in this moment. For me, I've just been like ruminating on a mistake I felt like I made all week. And this was the first time where I was able to just sit with it and accept it and be like, yeah, okay, well, it already happened, you know, it just moved forward. So for me, it was incredibly effective. And yeah, I loved it the whole time. Also, the way you brought us in, there was just so much like loving detail in finding our seats and getting grounded. I just thought the whole thing was amazing. So thank you.
I'm going to just let us sit in the quiet. You share, and then we'll just sit, because we as meditators, right? We know how to sit and just wait while people. And so I'm going to just mute myself. And so as you're ready to give feedback, please just unmute. Okay. Agnieszka, you stay unmuted, though, in case you want to say something to somebody. You're the teacher at the moment, so you stay unmuted. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was beautiful. I thought it took me to a very calm place, and I think she did a good job of really choosing words that kind of invoke great feeling. And she kept going back to the theme, which is important, because I think some of us just don't remember kind of, you know, what the point is, right? It is what it is. And so I like that she kept going back. At least that works for me. I like to be told several times before I actually get it. So I thought it was beautiful. It seemed like you were doing this for many years. So that was really beautiful. So thank you for doing that. But, you know, you set a bar now that so, but anyways, it was beautiful.
Thank you.
I had the same thoughts of just, I was so mesmerized by your voice and your words. It just was like, you know, I had moments where I'm like, I feel like I'm just rocking on a boat. It was just so soothing. And the way you're, you know, your choice of words to lead through different parts of the meditation. It was so calming. It was like your voice was kind of rocking me. It was just lovely. And then I did have a couple of moments where I would get lost in a thought, which was that, well, shit. I have this meditation and I got caught up for a few times in that comparison, you know, like, and so I just come back to your voice, and that was very helpful. It's clear that you're a teacher already, you know, So I had to remind myself that a couple of times, like, Agnieszka's been teaching yoga for years. It's okay. Mine is not going to sound like this, but it was just, yeah, so soothing. So thank you.
I was going to echo that. I love your voice. It's beautiful. And the words that you use, were perfect. So I was a little distracted because of the wrestling downstairs, but then when I could join again in my mind, I was like, oh, I missed part. And then I knew it was good. So it was sad that I would miss parts. But I think it was really beautiful.
Thank you. I also love your voice. It is like rocking gently in the breeze. Ugh. So you naturally have a special gift, but I loved just breathing into those tight places and then feeling that expansion and feeling it all work its way out. And it's kind of chunky,
you know, it felt kind of chunky in places and it soothed out and it was just, it left a nice refreshing openness. So I really appreciate it. You have a natural gift.
Thank you. So you feel pretty good? Yes. What I love is you're able to, you accept it, looked like you really accepted what people said, you know, and allowed yourself to be acknowledged for what you did. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you all. Yes. And thank you for giving me an opportunity, because until you do it, you don't know. It's like the jumping in the water. You were telling a story about your sister, little sister, having to jump off the jumping board. It kind of feels like that. You don't know what's going to happen. But because I needed to accept what is, even during the some stress, right, that arise, I was calming myself down. So I'm happy it worked for the rest of you.
But so let's be clear, that's why it worked, right? It's because you're not just sharing something you heard and you thought, oh, this might be nice. It's something that you were doing. And so it communicated to us. And so, yeah. Well done, Agnieszka.
What's been helpful for me, and this is, I'm sharing it because it's in a way, like I said, the whole week or 2 weeks, really, I was struggling with the concept of accepting what is. Struggling meaning, how am I to lead someone into that place where I don't experience it? So I've been trying to find that place within me, telling myself, you know, you can pick up all your judgments and disappointments. They'll be right there waiting for you. You know, that's a thorn tree analogy. Because yeah. I feel how attached I am to pain or whatever. So reminding myself, you know, it's all going to be there. You can pick it up and hug it again if you need to. But just let go just for a moment. And that's a challenge. Just to let that go. And I'm surprised once again what a challenge this is. So, but thank you all for receiving and being there, giving me an opportunity to jump.
Beautiful. Well done, Agnieszka. Really, truly well done. And I just also want to really thank April and Ramon. And for really just being so authentic and acknowledging, because I even addressed it, because this is what minds are going to do. I know we're going to compare ourselves. That's just what we do. And so there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. What you know, meditators, is, oh, there I went comparing. That's what my mind does. Now let me come back to me. And who am I and what am I doing? And this is getting to be me, getting to be authentically me. And that push-pull is your growth place. It's very natural, right? It's just so natural. It's just so natural to compare yourself and to just name it, to have said it out loud so that it's like took some of the power out of it. And I just want to tell you, just affirm that that's the growth place and there's nothing wrong with it. Every time we come back to attempting to be authentic, right? And not fall into that trap and collapse into it, we become more and more and more able to be authentic. So beautiful. So what if we do, Brenda, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll do our last. Wait, do we have? Yeah, we do. We still have two more. Okay, Brenda, how do you feel? You're in a place where you can do it. Is John settled or?
Yeah, he just left. I was actually hoping for a break and then me.
You want to do a break and then you? We could do that.
Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah. Why don't we come back on the hour? Sound good?
Okay.
Okay, so let me pause. All right.